Hey everyone, my name is Queen Cooley. Thank you so much for being here. I am a clear channel for God, for the archangels, and for the realms. And I bring back messages for humans. And I am able to communicate with people that have crossed over, animals that have crossed over. I'm also an animal communicator. And I am a medicine woman and shaman and empath. And I am basically here to help activate people to bring them into alignment so that they can have and live their soul purpose. That's my job. I'm here to motivate you. And on this channel, I have another channel, which I'll link below, which is more on numerology. But on this channel, for the last 7 years, I have been receiving downloads from the realms and especially from spirit. And he wanted me to start sharing these with people because there's no reason for me to keep them for myself. They are timeless. And so I'm starting to roll these out for you, and hopefully they will help you find some inspiration, some confirmation, and some peace. Today is October 14th, 2023. We had a full solar eclipse today. And we are living in a very volatile world right now, which is scary for so many of us. So I really hope that these messages help you. When I receive downloads, I close my eyes and I can go to the realms and I get information directly to me. It's very important. Let me just close the door. Hold on. It's very important that when I receive these downloads, I write them exactly as I get them. I cannot change words or add or, put in my own words at all. So let's do this. Give me 1 second. I'm gonna prepare something for you. Okay, so let's do this. Let me read this to you. Okay. So this is straight from God himself, from spirit. And he said, "Show them your power through me. It will be known to all, and they will then understand that if they come to me, they will have power too." And there is, let me just say, there is no judgment here. If you believe in God or Allah or whatever you believe is fine. That's not even a question or up for debate, right? So this is what I was told. You are on the precipice of change, only you can see. For others to follow, you must not only light the way, but show them the picture. What would it look like if we all took care of one another, could understand one another, and refuse to wear masks? How different would the world be and look if we came together and helped each other? You need questions answered, and I give answers, and vice versa. What could happen if you gave me the compassion you save for only one or two people in your life? What if we could all embrace unconditional love, and I saw you from the inside out, not the outside in? All I am concerned with is your heart. Love yourself instead of devoting all your time hating who you are and what you do and all that is. We must begin to live as though there are no differences, still honor each other, unite together, be as one, for we are all connected. And if you believe you live separately from me, the real enemy has already won. That is the greatest illusion of all, that we are separate and too different to get along, yet not able to communicate our beliefs for fear of being different. We are all made differently for a reason, to stand out and be friends to each other. Don't believe the lies and the illusions that we cannot be one. For in the beginning, the sacred laws were written, and this is where the law of one began. We are all one. What I think affects another, and what one does creates a ripple in everyone's pond. No exceptions. Think we are separate? We are, you're wrong. We all need each other, and we must relearn how to change. For if we don't, all is lost. This is a big one, and I got this in 2020. And it's everything, obviously, that I receive is still prevalent and is still on point for today. But the part about love yourself instead of devoting all your time hating who you are and what you do and all that is. So many of us do that. We are our own worst enemy. We hate ourselves. We're so mean to ourselves. The things that we say to ourselves, we wouldn't say to anyone or anything ever. That needs to stop. You need to start loving yourself because you are a divine sentient being. You are not just a body, you're a soul, and a special one at that. Start loving yourself for the gifts that you have. You're a miracle created to be here to help not only yourself, but others. We must begin to live as though there are no differences and still honor each other, unite together, be as one, for we are all connected. And if you believe you live separately from me, the real enemy has already won. Right now, on October 14th, 2023, Israel's been attacked. They've taken babies, women, men, killing them. I don't care where you're from, we are all connected. And we are also connected to the realms. I learned that the hard way about a year ago when I was doing some work and I was working with someone who sent something evil out. And it hurt not only me and other people that I know here on planet Earth, but it hurt the realms as well. We are all connected in this world and in others.